Hey there, thanks for coming. Take a seat.
Time to retire to the drawing room.
So video may have killed the radio star, but podcast stars have risen from their ashes and are seriously challenging video for the top spot again. A couple of left-field creators of both podcast and video content have joined the comfy surrounds of the drawing room. Esther Pavitsky is comedian and a star of the podcast Weird Adults with Little Esther. And video artist Sam Smith also joins us. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Which side of the microphone do you prefer being on?
Both. What do you mean? Isn't there only one side?
That is a very postmodern answer.
Oh, you mean like interviewing or...
I do, but I like the way you answered it better.
I like it both. But I also think that interviewing and being the guest are kind of the same thing, because I can totally ask you a million questions right now, even though I'm not supposed to. But like, I want to know how you get your arms so skinny. Like, my arms look like they're 9 months pregnant at all times, and yours are just
great. I think you're really misrepresenting yourself to the listenership, and actually me too. But that's okay. We can misrepresent. So you can break. Let me just be crystal clear here. We are, you know, we're non-binary here. We are post. You can ask whatever questions you like. I can't answer the arm question other than these are the arms that I have. And they are semi-functional. Sam, you do something very different. When did you know you wanted to be a video artist?
I guess I studied sculpture originally. So I came at video from a three-dimensional point of view. And I guess video for me has always been a three-dimensional medium. And it came quite naturally, I guess.
Do you think that you could make video art out of my face?
I definitely could.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think it's possible to make video out of anything.
That's amazing.
So it's not because your face is...
not anything special, but
okay.
Yeah, I should say that.
How did sculpture help you start thinking about video art?
It depends how you see it. I mean, for me, I see video as a translation of three-dimensional form. So even though it's a flattened surface that we're watching on, it's still a three-dimensional surface, really. I mean, there is no such thing as two-dimensionality. There's no kind of binary, I think. Our bodies are made to where we can't perceive two dimensions. We only perceive in three dimensions. So even if you're looking at a screen, it's still a three-dimensional surface. So everything is sculpture in a way.
You sound like you have a really good education.
I have a education. I don't know if it's a good one or not.
What is it?
I just finished a master's at Goldsmiths in London.
I was right.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I can really...
You're a non-boaster though, Sam, aren't you? You're finding any way you can to understate your accomplishments.
I'm really good at sniffing out guys who are smart but like humble, because those are good guys to breed with.
Right, okay. So let's try to keep the breeding not during the drawing room, because I am a very, very open-minded person, but even I have my limits. Okay, Esther. What made you want to do podcasts, Esther? What, were you frustrated at the questions that weren't being asked by interviewees?
A little bit, yeah. I'm very naturally curious, and as soon as I found out that I could just on my own, whenever I wanted to, record an interview with anyone that I met and who would be willing to sit down with me, I was like, I'm going to do that. That's cool. It gave me all of this power all of a sudden. And also it's fun too, like when you meet someone new and you want to know more about them, but you don't want to be such a creep and like ask them all these questions right when you're first meeting them, you can be like, oh, why don't you come do my podcast? And then force them into being your friend afterwards.
Oh, so you use the concept of the podcast to pry when you don't feel like you usually can.
Yes, totally, yeah.
And do you feel, because I find this interesting as someone who does interview people, do you feel like there are any things that are off limits in your conversations?
No, not really. I stay away from small talk and I get right into the big questions quickly. And I think I can tell if someone is willing to go there or not. And I try to use my best judgment to not make someone feel uncomfortable.
But that is your limit then. That's what I'm interested in, because there are limits. There are things people don't want to talk about, I find, as an interviewer. You do have to play with that, don't you?
Right.
Figure out where to stop.
And I don't want anyone to leave hating me. Mm. I think that's probably the limit. As long as they don't leave hating me. But, like, if I get them to talk about, you know, whatever.
Do you think there's a limit of what people want to listen to? I mean,
no.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah. Right? I don't think so at all.
No, I agree with you there. Yeah. I think, interestingly, that people do, the appetite is there.
Yeah.
But I think people are entitled to make decisions about what they share.
Yeah, totally. It's harder to find someone who will go too far than it is. People want to hear it all, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I'm particularly nosy, so I can answer that for myself at least.
So, Sam, is there any kind of nosiness in your video art?
I don't know.
What sort of things do you explore?
And mostly it's kind of around the language of cinema. If I was going to say it in one word, that would be it. The medium, basically, trying to explore the medium, trying to understand what the medium is, maybe where it could go.
And what have you learned about where it could go?
There's so many possibilities. And especially nowadays, I mean, we're surrounded by it more and more, and it's becoming more pervasive. And the concept of video, I mean, the concept of, let's say, moving image, is so much broader than an idea of cinema or video or television or all these kind of specific things. But when you look at moving image, it's everywhere.
Do you like moving image, Esther?
I love moving image. I can't go anywhere without moving image.
But podcasting is all about the audio.
It is, yeah, which that is not something I thought that I would be into because I love showing my face to people as much as I hate it. But moving image, I love me a good moving image.
Have you ever thought about doing like video casting or like?
I have, and I do. Sometimes I have like bonus material that goes with my podcast. Like I'll shoot a little video with the person I'm interviewing. And I also make my own videos too for YouTube and Periscope. So I do that too. But podcasting is just so easily consumed that's like the big ticket, I think, at least.
Yeah, it is. And I think that, and also just the power of hearing the voices without all of the baggage of what is the aesthetic, I think is really liberating for people.
Yeah, and the best compliment I ever got was a friend of mine said that he took a road trip and he just played my podcast the whole time and it felt like it was me and another person in the backseat talking and he could just eavesdrop. And I'm like, that's exactly right. Like, that's exactly what it should be.
On RN Drive, you're in the drawing room and my guests are Esther Pavitsky. She's a comedian and the creator of the podcast Weird Adults with Little Esther. And Sam Smith, an installation and video artist. So, Esther, who are the weird adults that you get on to your podcast? Do they have to be like officially weird? Like, what's your criteria for weird?
So I think everyone is weird. So there's no official weirdness test you have to pass. You just have to be a grown up that's like not getting and understanding what it's like to be a grown up, which I think is everyone. But some of my favorite interviews are comedians like Marc Maron and Bobby Lee. Like those are people I've sat down with and just had a really good time getting to know them.
So anyone can be weird enough for you.
Absolutely.
Really, no one is not, there's no one.
No, because someone who you think isn't weird, isn't that inherently weird that they're not weird?
And what are the weirdest questions you ask people?
I don't think my questions are that crazy. I think whatever I naturally am curious about is what I would ask them.
Like their arms and
stuff. Yes, their arms. Yeah.
Their arms, their hair.
Yeah, surface level for sure.
You've got to start somewhere. You're looking right at them.
Yeah, then we'll talk about childhood trauma later.
Sam, do you create video art for the new platforms like tablets and smartphones? Is that how you think of what you're doing?
I think for me it's really important to have a kind of installation environment. I mean, I'm not ruling it out. I would love to explore that and maybe I will in the future. But at the moment it's about creating a kind of architectural environment that video sits inside. So it's usually quite large scale. And I want a kind of a bodily experience, I guess, rather than a kind of screen-based experience.
I've got to say, there has been a real increase in video art amongst contemporary artists. Definitely. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I think some of it is not very good. It's almost for the sake of doing it. Do you have that view too, that you don't just do video art for the sake of it, but that you try to create?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I think, yeah, I guess it's a matter of opinion. But I couldn't understand doing it without a kind of genuine passion to do it. I mean, it's about a genuine love of the medium, I guess, and that has to be there for me. Otherwise, if it's driven by anything else, then I don't know. I don't see the point, I guess.
I totally relate to that too, because as a podcaster and a comedian, there's also a lot of bad comedy.
Of course,
bad
podcasts. Look, there's bad anything anyway.
Yeah,
true. Yeah.
But I feel you. Yeah. Right in that world, there's a lot of bad stuff.
Because right now, there's a lot of podcasting.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should say it's not bad. It's not my taste. That's what I learned.
Of course, everything's subjective. Yeah. Everything is subjective. Some of this video art I know people have thought is fantastic. That's right. It's very subjective. But let's talk about how many people are doing podcasting now. It's really a very democratizing process. Yeah. The fact that so many people are recording themselves and putting it out there. And of course, the more people that do it, there is more bad stuff and there is more good stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
What do you make of that huge increase in podcasting?
Yeah, we're definitely in a podcasting boom. You know, the last like 5 years, it's just kind of exploded. And I think it's awesome because, like I said, like it's so easy to consume. Like anytime I can just pop on iTunes or whatever it is people use. I use iTunes. And what I'll do is I'll like think of someone who I love, like type in their name and just see what podcast they've been interviewed on. And then I'll just have this whole playlist of like whoever I'm stalking that week and then learn everything I can about them.
I do that too.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh my God, now I know them. We became friends. Now I can move on to the next person. And it's like a great way to like clean your house, drive, do errands. It's so great. I love it.
Sam's video art is quite stylized and produced, but Esther, I think your podcasts are really underproduced.
Like totally.
They're deliberately rough, right?
Yes.
Why is that? Why have you done it that way?
I think that's firstly just inherently my style, as I just like to grab and go. Like I'm not big on perfecting anything. And I think that's sort of made it its own thing because people like I said earlier, like it just feels like a conversation. It's not there to like go into deep like life meaning or anything. It's just getting to know a person and like having a nice conversation.
That whole process, is it about deconstructing that person, looking at them from a different prism?
I don't know. If it was, it would just be like my prism. And I don't know if I use the word prism right, because I don't really use that word in America. It's just a shape.
What word do you use for what I'm trying to say?
Point of view, maybe.
Okay, point of view.
Is that right?
Yeah, we use that too.
Okay.
We're okay with that one.
That's okay.
The guy with the master's degree is like, no, but I'll smile politely because that's what we do.
Not true.
But yeah, I also treat every episode differently. Like sometimes I'll just have a buddy on and we'll just talk about what's in the news and, you know, have some laughs. And then other times it is where I'm just really curious and want to talk to the person.
Sam, tell us about your production notes, which I've been told is a live audio-visual collage.
Yeah.
It's part of the channel's video art festival.
Yeah, so it's going to be on Saturday at ACME at 3 p.m. if anyone wants to come along.
ACME is in Melbourne?
Yes, ACME is in Melbourne, yes. Australian Centre for Moving Image. So it's a live collage. So it's basically a two-channel, like two-screen video projection, which I kind of manipulate live, and it's made up of over 100 kind of sampled sources from films, from television, from
so like it's film DJ.
Yeah. And it's kind of, so it goes through a kind of history of cinema, but a very personal history of cinema in a kind of almost like a stream of consciousness way where I kind of patch together and kind of make connections between different things that I find interesting.
So it, personal, when you say that, you mean your...
Yeah.
Through your
exactly.
Your story,
it's a very
your
organic,
in...
it's a very organic kind of process, the way that the clips are chosen and
so
presented.
What, can you give me a couple of the clips that you use? What sort of cinema interests you that you've included?
I feel like you're going to laugh at me now.
Don't be afraid of Esther,
yeah.
Okay? Esther's on pause and mute. You go ahead.
There's a lot of 60s French New Wave or kind of Italian cinema, but I like to pair that with there's cartoons. There is really kind of a very broad range. There's one section maybe specifically which is every time a square has been drawn on the screen in cinema and kind of illustrated, so illustrating the frame within the frame. And there's a bunch of cartoons with it. There's a nice kind of Kermit the Frog drawing a square. There's Pulp Fiction, of course.
Yeah.
So it's a range of stuff.
Stuff you like.
Yeah.
Why would I laugh at that? That sounds so amazing.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
He was just suffering from general paranoia.
I felt like I was about to kind of say something a bit too mastery or something.
Oh.
You should be very proud of your education.
I am.
And you should always be very proud of that. Look, thanks, guys, for coming into
thanks
the drawing
so
room and talking about your amazing work.
Thanks
I feel
for having
I feel
us.
Like keep doing that amazing work. Thank you so much. That was Esther Pavitsky. She's a comedian and the creator of the podcast Weird Adults with Little Esther. And Sam Smith, he's an installation and video artist. Now, Sam's production notes is on this Saturday at ACME as part of Channel's The Australian Video Art Festival in Melbourne until September the 27th, but also online for those who live somewhere else. So check out the website. It's at channelsfestival.net.au. And Esther Pavitsky is performing in Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Sydney and Brisbane from tonight, but she's only here for a week, so check her Twitter page for details, at Little Esther. Did you get that Twitter handle? It's a good one.
Yeah, I did.
You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks.